Grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our text this morning is Luke chapter 10. It's a delightful passage. Jesus is visiting two sisters, Mary and Martha. In the church, we've taken up this habit then of sometimes referring to some people as being Mary or Martha, right? Mm-hmm. You've heard that. There are Mary personalities and there are Martha personalities, and we've taken up that custom. It's certainly good and right. But before we get into the text, I want us to think of this preliminary question, and that who here has a sibling? Brothers, a couple of you don't, right? If most of us do, and I'll ask you this question. If you do have a sibling, are you exactly like them?
No.
No. Not only did I hear no, I heard it quickly and kind of forcefully, right? So, no, we're not exactly like them. Do you have the exact same gifts and skills as your siblings?
No.
Not at all, right? Do you have the same interests as your siblings?
No.
Right? No. It comes into play like this. I want you to fill in the second word of this phrase. Sibling rivalry. You guys knew it, right? Sibling rivalry. Why is that? That's because we are different. We're very, very different. I am one of two kids. I have two kids. I have two grandkids. One on the way, right, another. But are they the same?
No.
No, we can be so different, we think, were we raised in the same house? We were raised by the same family. The answer is yes, we were. And what happens because of those differences, we start to divide people, like, and I think we all do this, there's extroverts and there's introverts, right? We know that. And then we put people in that box. Some people are extroverted, some people are introverted, and then that creates the complication of when we look at the other, what do we tend to think? We tend to think, why can't you act more like I do? Right? Right? If I'm these things, these are my characteristics, I have my personality, why can't my sister be more like me? Do we do that to each other? And then sometimes we get into this really bad spot. Mom likes this kid better and dad likes that kid better. How helpful is that? Mom. I just wanted to have those things in our mind when we get to Mary and to Martha. I have two friends, both pastors, they're brothers, two brothers, both pastors, both Lutheran pastors. One's in Connecticut, one's in Massachusetts, but I know them both, love them both dearly. This is the thing, both pastors, brothers, but one's an extrovert, one's an introvert. We've teased around about it for many, many years. The introvert, I think, summed it up greatly when he said this. He said, the problem with extroverts is they think that all introverts are broken. Right? Extroverts think we gotta get the introvert out of his shell, and the introvert is thinking, why don't you leave me alone, right? So it's just, that's where we are. And I want us to go here then. And I want us to look at Mary first. Wonderful verse about Mary. Luke 10, verse 39. Now, Mary and Martha, they have a brother named Lazarus. Family, longtime friends of Jesus, dear friends of Jesus. Imagine if Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But he's been to their home many times. He's at their home again. It says this, she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. That's wonderful. Two verbs there, sitting and listening. Sitting and listening to whom? Jesus. That's good stuff, isn't it? Can you imagine, now you don't have the Bible, all the red letters, that's words of Jesus, but can you imagine the Lord Jesus in your house speaking? Would you want to hear that? Yeah, right? So I would esteem this. Mary, sitting and listening, and you know why? Because Mary's a thinker. Mary likes heavy thought. Mary likes, you know those people that can read theology all day, and I don't mean just pastors, there are lay people who send me theological questions on the email. Pastor, I was reading this book, and I'm thinking, why are they reading that thing? But anyway, people reading heavy theology, there's people you know that say, oh, I just finished this great book. You know that kind of person? Is that good?
Sure.
What's good about it is you know what the church is about, Noanne? Word of God, right? If the church is not about the Word of God, if the church is not about proclamation of salvation in Jesus Christ, we're just a country club, right? If we had some churches say, hey, I know my church is alive, look how full our calendar is. Do we do that? If the calendar is full, the church is alive, but what's the church about? Proclamation, Christ for the sinner. Salvation in this name and in no other. We're not just about activities, we're saying Word of God. Is Mary right? She is. Now, Martha. I want us to catch this. Sometimes people preach this and say, well, this text is about Jesus rebuking Martha. I want you to hear the lovely words that are first associated with Martha, okay? Luke 10:38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, what's the next thing to say? He came to a village where a woman named Martha, what? Opened her home to him. Opened her home. This is in the culture that esteems hospitality. The Lord, they're traveling, they're tired, they're hungry. What's Martha saying? Welcome. Do you know people like that? They're ready to serve. There's some people, they're doers, right? Mary's a thinker. Martha's a doer. Martha sees something that needs to be done, she gets up and does it. She doesn't sit there and think, I wonder who's going to do that. Right? Apparently some of you have trod this ground, right? Martha gets up and does it. Martha is a good cook. Martha loves to serve other people. Martha thinks how many forks need to be on the table, right? You know that kind of person? Is that good and important? It is. It's service. Now, I every year, every 3 years, by the way, this comes up in the reading, I always have to tread carefully here. I am married to a Martha. So I have to be careful not to rebuke Martha too strong. She serves and does much. Martha can put on a fancy spread. She could plan for weeks and have something immaculate, or she could have people drop by and put on something really sharp, right? You know that person. Here's the thing she does today. Martha is serving, but I think she's throwing the plates on the table a little loudly, right? And she's getting the silverware out, but she's banging them around. What is she doing? Martha is saying, I'm tired and I want you to know it, right? Does that ever happen? There's some people that serve, they love to serve, but every once in a while they've kind of had enough, and so they let you know, I'm going to serve, but I'm going to let you know. I'm serving under protest. And then she says, she's critical of Mary. She's not helping me, but I want you to get the first thing she says is what? Lord. You see the critique? It's of Jesus. And hear her words, Lord, don't we care? Right? That feels that way in the mission walk sometimes. We're doing, we're busy, we're accomplishing. Lord, don't you care? Does he care? Of course he does. So Mary's a thinker, Martha's a doer. It's good to hear the word of the Lord, but it's good to serve, isn't it? But Martha's serving today in the wrong attitude. And so Jesus, I want us to catch this. A lot of times we say Jesus rebukes Martha. I want us to get this. I think it's more than a rebuke, he's actually calling her. Right? He's calling her. It's funny to read this text, because I'm not an actor, and you always wonder how effectively you're going to be. But you hear what Jesus says. He says her name twice. Jesus isn't saying, what is wrong with you, woman? Right? That's what it says, right? What does it say? Martha. Martha. What's he saying? He's saying, connect to me. You're getting into this space with me, right? He's saying, Martha, I want to be in a relationship with you. I want to call you where you need to be. It is a little bit of correction, but Jesus is always trying to reach both Mary and Martha, right? You're worried about many things, but there's really, the older translation says there's one thing needful. What's that one thing? Word. The word. Jesus is at some level saying that there is a lot to do, and it's going to get done, but the word's important. Right? But he is saying, Martha, I want to call you back into this. But I want to also hear something else. And I don't know if this is subtle or not, but I do notice it, that he says her name twice. That happens a lot in the Bible. Exodus chapter 3, out in the desert, burning bush. Now you know where I am, right? What are the words? Moses. Who's talking? God is. 1 Samuel 3, the word of the Lord has gotten rare at that time. Not many people are following. Samuel is serving in the temple. The voice says, Samuel. Who's talking? God, right? So Martha. Who's talking?
Yeah.
Right? God. Jesus, yes, God. Is that too subtle? I think that comes to my mind. That God sometimes is saying, pay attention, and says our name both ways. Jesus is the Savior of Mary and Martha. And I want us to catch this. Here's the application. Is this congregation 100% people that are like Mary? Is it 100% of people like Martha? What is it? There's some Mary and some Martha. So you see the danger, right? Why aren't they more like me? If everybody was a thinker, what would get done? Nothing. And that's what my wife, who is a Martha, always says, that people rebuke Martha, but somebody had to get lunch ready. If everybody was a Mary, nothing would get done. If everybody was a Martha, would we know our purpose? We'd forget. So here's the challenge. Two sisters, one Savior, right? By the way, there's more personality types than two, but there are two sisters, one Savior, the Lord Jesus dying for all. Our strengths and our weaknesses, our good parts, our bad parts, the one Savior came to save all, to give himself as a ransom for all, and not to divvy up like we often do. There's an extrovert, there's an introvert. Why can't the introverts be like me? So here's the thing. We should all know who we are. That's right. You have a personality. It's not right or wrong. It's just right. Know your personality. Work that way. You live and work through your personality. With this thing, that once we're aware of what it is, I want us to be very clear to notice this, that Mary should probably help some of the time. And Martha should sometimes slow down and listen. Amen. May the peace of God encompass all human understanding of the hearts and minds of Christ Jesus our Lord.